Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Cover and the Title Page podcast. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we are so excited that you've stopped by to listen to another episode.
In this episode, we talk about everything from Santa Claus to Christmas carols, but most importantly, we talk about what we are anticipating the most out of this season. Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel, has come and is still coming to us. We hope you enjoy.
I never believed in Santa.
And
Claus
I always wanted to get a picture with him. Yeah, but and the reason why I said that is because I knew so many people, kids that did. They actually believed in it. And I was like, I thought we all knew he was fake.
I thought
that was like my mindset.
I do remember when I was little, my friends believing in Santa Claus, and I definitely didn't believe in Santa Claus, but I wanted to believe in Santa Claus because they believed in Santa Claus. So I told my mom, I was like, Mom, like, can't we just leave cookies and milk out for Santa Claus? And she was like, I mean, if you want to. And so I did. And then the next morning it said, like, there was a note left from Santa Claus. I was like, Mom, this is your handwriting. So like, I didn't believe in Santa Claus, but
we
tried.
Did that one year.
What
we might have done that.
What did we do?
Did we make cookies for Santa Claus maybe one year?
I probably did.
Because we used to do silly stuff like that, even though we knew.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't real, but I just wanted to do it. And then I was so sad when I saw my mom's handwriting the next day. And then it says I left gifts under the tree for you. And then I remember thinking, like, all the gifts say they're from my mom and dad. Where's the one? Santa, this is fake. Okay, so what's one of your favorite childhood memories of Christmas?
I already know what Davey's going to say, so you go ahead, Davey.
What? Because I'm still, what do you think I'm going to say?
When we got our Addy dolls.
Oh, you know, that was one of those. Okay, I was going to say that and saying, because I can't think of like
a specific memory,
but when we got our Addy dolls. Yeah, and then playing with the manger set.
That
little nativity scene that we have on the table.
Yeah.
That was like one of my favorite like childhood memories at Christmas, putting it together. My mom would set everything like all, because it's a little town of Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. And she would put everything. And then the last thing we could do is put all the people, you know, position them. So that was a really fun thing we saw do together as kids.
That's so
my
memory.
That's one of my favorite memories too.
And Daddy, remember when we used to make snowflakes? When we used to make snowflakes, you would have us making snowflakes and make the little, what do you call those little ring things you make with the construction paper?
Oh, like a Christmas chain?
The chains. Yeah. Jada had us doing so much stuff as kids.
Like, I was like the bossy big sister. It's like, okay, do this. We're going to decorate this entire area. This is what we're going to do.
She had a schedule and everything. Yeah, we were just like, okay. Unless I didn't want to do something. And then I was like, that's not fair. Why do you have to be in charge? Just kidding. But
you guys had fun.
I think that was it. Yeah.
What about you, Jada?
And then traveling from Mississippi to Florida, that was fun.
Yeah. Davey's taking all my memories.
We have the same memories.
We have the same childhood. But did you guys go to Florida every year?
I would say probably up until we were like 10 years old, we were so we would go to Mississippi for Christmas Eve. And then that night we would leave that night and go to South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida every single year. And then we would spend Christmas Day in Florida. So then I think that just kind of became a lot for my parents or for my dad, because he drove most of the way. And so we started choosing what side we would go to. And then eventually we started having Christmas at home, which has been like, at least I love that. I like being home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Davey stole some of my favorite memories. But
sorry.
I thought we were doing it together. Oh, okay. I thought it was separate. But I think I've always been pretty sentimental. So the whole season, like I can't, besides the one that I would say I'm pretty sentimental, and Christmas has always been my favorite time of year just because it's everything I love, like, you know, good food, family, and, you know, the music and the movies. And so, I don't know, it's always been my favorite time of year.
Mine too. I can't think of any memories, but it's my, I mean, my mom, like, she always goes all out. Like, she literally changes. I don't know if this is my ultimate favorite memory ever, but my mom changes the straws to like candy cane straws. She like changes the cups. She changes the plates. Like, she changes out, you know, like all of the dishware and the servingware and everything like that. And then when I got older, when I went to college, I would always try and like come home after she decorated because it was such a chore. And then always, like, obviously leave before we have to tear down because that is also like a huge chore because she literally changes everything. even now that me and Jesse are married, we always try and be like, okay, when is she going to start tearing down? Because literally when the first year we got married, or the first Christmas we spent together at my parents' house when we were married, I was in the garage for like 2 days. I'm not joking, with horrible allergies, just wrapping each ornament to make sure it doesn't break to put it back in the attic. Like,
oh my word.
Yeah, my mom goes all out. But I'm trying to think of like one of my favorite Christmas memories.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a tradition then. Do you guys have traditions that you do for Christmas?
We spent, you know, as I just said, we spent our Christmases, you know, in Mississippi and in Florida. So it was kind of, we didn't really have our own like family traditions for a long time. And I think that's why we kind of liked the idea of being home, because we got to do certain things. But what are some of the things that we do now? I guess for us, Christmas has become a lot quieter, and it's just like my mom will just make her green, is it green enchilada soup?
Like, oh, that the night before. So good.
And then we like will so watch good. Some type of Hallmark Christmas movie, or like When Calls the Heart or something. And it's just pretty chill. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just prepare like a nice dinner like the next day. But I don't know if I'm missing anything. Am I, maybe?
Well, I love watching, like, I love old movies, and It's a Wonderful Life is one of my favorites. And my dad really likes mine that too. One too.
That's my dad's ultimate favorite.
That's when I try to watch. And it's just funny because my dad was like, I love that movie. And I was like, you do.
My dad does too.
Because it's my dad. But I like watching all of the, like all of the classic movies. That's something like I try to do before Christmas, like the week of Christmas now.
And like Miracle on, have you guys ever watched Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah.
Do you like the old one or the new one?
The old one better than the new one.
The old one, yeah.
Old I like one. Both of them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I watched Elf for the first time like 3 years ago.
I love Elf. I think it's so funny.
I'm trying to think of the other one. Do we watch Meet Me in St. Louis, or am I just like...
Oh, I love Meet Me in St. Louis. I mean, we don't watch... I can't believe you guys know about
that
movie.
One is one.
That is one?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Yeah, because that's the movie that... what's the movie, the song that came from that movie?
Is it I'll Be Home for Christmas or no?
Oh.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have Yourself a Merry... Yeah.
When Julie... Yeah, that movie, that song came from that movie, and that's
That's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah, we will watch all the classics the week of Christmas leading up to. Not that I don't like the Hallmark movies, but you know, the classics are just classics. White Christmas, I really like White Christmas too.
I love White Christmas.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, sisters.
Yeah, that's
sing that song.
Yeah, we always sing that song too.
I can hear your mom singing that one.
Yeah.
That movie is kind of long, I feel like.
It is long.
I remember falling asleep when I was younger and then waking up right at the end when they have the whole Christmas scene, you know, and they have the ladies come out in the really pretty red velvet dresses. That was like my favorite part. What's your ultimate favorite Christmas movie?
I think It's a Wonderful Life and Family Stone. Love Family Stone. But it's a wonderful
decide. I probably would need to see like a list and then, but I honestly.
I feel like It's a Wonderful Life and White Christmas. Like those are just
White Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. I would and say Miracle Wonderful on 34th Street. No, but I think my ultimate favorite is It's a Wonderful Life and White Christmas for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. the claymation movies. Those are my favorite.
The Rudolph and I can't remember what they were called. Rudolph?
I can't remember what they're called either. Those kind of make me cry if I watched it now, because I remember that from when I was really, really little. Like,
oh my goodness, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
I gotta watch that. I haven't seen that in forever.
Davey, remember when we used to watch the Polar Express?
I forgot about that one. Yeah, that was tradition. I like that one. That one makes me cry. I feel like I start watching that movie at Thanksgiving, and then I watch it. Like, I use a portable DVD player as a teenager, preteen. So I used to play movies all night if I wasn't listening to Adventures in Odyssey.
Us too. Oh, Adventures in Odyssey. Those were the best too.
Oh, yes. I remember the episode where, I can't remember the family's name, where they woke up and everything was...
The Barclays. Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. They woke up and all of their gifts were stolen, and then they had to really learn the true meaning of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That was good. And then Back to Bethlehem is just the best.
I think that was my favorite, too. I love that
episode. That one...
Do you remember when there was one, I can't remember which episode it was, but they had the lady who played Mary was actually pregnant?
Oh, yes. The Barclays.
When they did the live broadcast, Jimmy did the live radio thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I always thought when I was younger, like, that is so crazy. What if that really happened in the real life? And now I'm really pregnant, and I'm like, wow, that'd be so crazy if I was playing. I always thought about that when I was little.
Yeah. So do you know that George and Mary were named after George and Mary from It's a Wonderful Life?
Wait, they did an episode that would kind of mimicked It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, so that's where they got their names from. Well, I guess the inspiration for the characters. I'm a little Adventure in Odyssey nerd.
What about your favorite Christmas song or songs? I feel like that's going to be hard for Jada.
It is, but I think it's "Oh Come All Ye Faithful," and then "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
Oh,
yeah. Because now when you're like not at home all the time, it's like, man, this like it's hitting me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So probably my favorite. How about you guys?
When I was a kid, I really loved Carols of the Bells because I loved like all the dramatic music and all that stuff. I really wanted to play that on the piano.
I think I learned it on my violin. Such a Davia pick. I think I did learn it
on my violin, if I remember correctly. I have to go look at my old book. But also, Christmas Shoes. I love that song so much. They got me, Jada or Rayma, one of them, got me the soundtrack. You know, we're 2000s kids, yeah, soundtracks. They got me the soundtrack one Christmas. I was supposed to sing it, but I never did. I probably still have it somewhere.
I cry. I just heard that song 2 days ago and I was crying.
Yeah, that is so, I think, that reminds me for some reason of like that whole time in like the late 90s, early 2000s. Like,
yeah.
It brings so much feelings. Yeah. And then as I got older, I'm sorry, I'm taking forever to figure out these songs. Oh, right now, I really love the song "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus." It's like an old hymn. That one's really good.
That's a good one.
King's Kaleidoscope did like a little, they did a remake of it or something like that. New rendition. I love that one. And the words, if you listen to the lyrics, it's really beautiful. And then Oh Come Emmanuel, I think. I really like those two songs.
I like that song. I used to love that song too. I still do.
And then Do You Hear What I Hear? I have a lot, so I'll just stop there.
I really like Joy to the World, but not like the music. I mean, the music isn't my favorite.
Yeah.
But I like the words because it's filled with such anticipation, you know? Mm-hmm. Let every heart prepare him room. Let earth receive her king. I mean, like, thinking about it in today's terms, it makes me like, this is such a good song.
I know. I think that has the same thing with "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus," because it's kind of like, We've been waiting for you. And not that he's not here, but we've been waiting for like that, the moment that you come again, you know? Like,
yeah, the anticipation. Yeah. You mentioned that the other day.
Yeah. You did. Yeah.
One of, I think my favorite Christmas carol is Joy to the World, even though the music isn't my favorite. But I used to think it was so cheesy because my mom, like every single Sunday during December, at the end of church, always play Joy to the World. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom, everyone, you know. But actually, now that I'm older, the words are so good because, especially right now in 2020, thinking about where we're at in the world, and then singing that song, Joy to the World, talking about let earth receive her king, let every heart prepare him room. And it just comes with such anticipation for now the coming of the Lord, not just the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, I think one song, I think I mentioned it, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, kind of has the same thing because it's talking about how it's just, I don't know, the song is really pretty. It's a just an old hymn, Christmas carol, I guess. Actually, I don't even know if it's Christmas song when I think about it. But it's talking about, the song Come Thou Long Expected Jesus kind of has the same like feeling of anticipation, Lex, that you're talking about. Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. And thinking about the times that we're living in right now and how we're all, everyone, even if they're not looking towards Jesus, they're looking for some type of savior. They're looking for something to save them. So it is kind of this anticipation. The world doesn't even realize it's anticipating Christ, but it's anticipating something to come and save us, you know, or save them. We know, but you know, the world doesn't. And I think that's why I love Advent. And I just started getting into Advent this year. I don't know like everything about it. But what I do know, it's just this anticipation of something coming, of Christ coming. And it's really beautiful when you think about it. Advent comes from the Latin word, which means coming or arrival. And I think that that's something that we as Christians, can resonate with because we know that Christ is coming and that Christ is here, but he's still coming.
I think what's really interesting with that being said, it's just so amazing that at the end of the year, we get Christmas, you know, that we get this season. Mm-hmm. And it's like really and truly, even with everything that's going on, it's an opportunity for us to look up. And as you say, like that anticipation with all that's going on with COVID, and that's something that we talk about all the time, is how we're living for another life, you know, and how we're living not just for the here and now. And I think these carols really kind of, if you really listen to the lyrics, it's just kind of makes you stop and think about our Savior and the importance of the significance of him coming and what he did for us, and how, even how that, you know, that song was talking about what he came to do and how he wants us to go about living this life.
I feel like I've never really had a very deep spiritual connection with Christmas. I think, David, you were talking about the same thing. And get like kind of caught up in just the hustle and bustle and the excitement of like Christmas lights and cookies and all of those fun things. But this year, now my son is a little older. He's almost 2.5. He's kind of understanding, you know, different things. He'll wake up every morning and say, Christmas lights. And every time sleep to turn the lights off and say, good night, Christmas lights. He gets excited. And my mom sent me a little kids' nativity scene that he, you know, they're animals, like little sheep. They have little sheep and then like a mouse figurine of Joseph and a mouse figurine of Mary. Just anyway, so I just feel like it's really caused me to stop and figure out, okay, what is the point of Christmas? Like, obviously it's the birth of Jesus, but I feel like we can have just a spiritual connection with it. And what do I want to teach my son and my next son coming soon? What do I want to teach my kids about this season? What do I want them to gain? So it's definitely like having kids has definitely caused me to kind of reanalyze and be a little more intentional with this season. So obviously for more practical and maybe child, but just trying to find different ways to implement what Christmas is about. So for instance, I think this year we're going to have a birthday cake for Jesus because yeah. I think the most simplistic way and easiest way for a kid to understand, oh, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. Okay, have a birthday cake. Oh, whose birthday is it? Jesus, the one that we pray to every night. You know, so I'm excited to do that. But I feel like this year I have definitely been learning to be more intentional with what I do this season and just really talk about it to my son, which is causing me to stop and think, you know, we just read, usually, you know, oh, I don't know, for us, we would read Luke, account of Jesus' birth, Luke 2, like on Christmas Day. But this year we read it last night just because I want it to be like this season, you know, the intent of the whole Christmas to point back to Jesus. So I feel like, yeah, that's what I've been trying to focus on. But is there anything that you guys feel, I don't know, maybe that has stood out this year during Christmas season or maybe you want to focus a little on?
Well, I think for me last year when I was 25, that was the first year that I really kind of wanted to get into it. Like I said before, I'd never really had a spiritual, like you, Lex, connection to Christmas. Like, yeah, on a spiritual, emotional way. Like, I love the seasons. One of my favorite seasons. It's my favorite time of the year, most hands down. But on a spiritual level, I just never, the resurrection, it's easy. It's easy just to understand why Christ died for us. It's easy to understand all of that. But the birth, I think that that was something I had never sat down in my adult life. I think my parents obviously went through it when I was a kid, but sometimes you just don't remember everything. So as an adult, last year was the year I really kind of got into it. And I think this year God is teaching me, you know, the whole that he's coming. Like I've said, Advent is something that I'm doing this year with She Reads Truth. I have the She Reads Truth book. And Advent means coming or arrival. And I think for me, just looking at where we are in life and in the world, this whole idea that Christ is coming to save us is something that's really significant to me. And that he's here, even in the midst of all of that he's here and he's still coming. And also how Christ gave of himself. So it's like that verse in Philippians 2, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And I think that verse, that passage, that whole, you can read that whole passage and it's like so powerful, but that part in the verse when he said he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant kind of hits me in this season, because it's like, not only did Christ come, he came to serve. And I think in Christendom, we kind of, I don't know, or just in American culture, we don't really have the servant serving one another down really well, like they did in the early church. And I think that that's something God has also been teaching me, to just serve people. He came, he gave of himself. So we should freely give of ourselves to other people in whatever way is possible, not only in giving homeless people money on the side of the street, but our neighbors, our friends that need help, you know, giving of ourselves to them, giving ourselves to our church body. If you don't have a church family, you know, just your coworkers. And the season of isolation where everyone is kind of, you know, being by themselves and quarantining and stuff like that, there's still ways we can still serve one another and be there for one another. And I think like that's what God is teaching me in the season, always looking for him, anticipating his arrival, but also like arms open and stretched to give to each other.
I think this season for sure, it kind of starts with Thanksgiving for me. It's always just a time of reflection. I'm that person that can kind of be the Martha of the family and can get caught up in the busyness and the rush and not take time to sit down, to reflect. And, I think for me, God has been pulling me into quieter places because Christmas is all about the people. And it's all, you know, for us, it's like all about the people, the family, the gatherings and all of that. And I think even just this year with COVID, it's still like bringing us into more quieter places. And so I think one question I always have this time of year is, am I making room? Am I giving room for God to, am I making room for God to speak to me? My mom used to always talk about, I don't know if there's a song that she used to sing, but I know that she used to always around this time of year, talk about how there was no room in the inn for the Savior. And she would ask us like, have you made room for Jesus? And always would talk about, are we making room for God in our hearts? And I guess for me, and I would say last year, kind of that question, especially with the song Joy to the World, let every heart prepare him room. It's just important for me to, as I said, create those quiet spaces for God to speak to me, to understand the significance of this holiday, the significance of him coming, why he came, the meaning of what it means for God to be with us, the fact that he left his spirit as a comforter, just really understanding these things that we talk about all throughout the year. It's like, it's kind of going back to like the root of it, you know, like starting with his birth. And I think sometimes we're just like, oh yeah, we're just Christians. Yes. The Holy Spirit is moving and we're going to church and, you know, but it's like really understanding how amazing it is that he came and how he's grafted us into his people. So I think for me, that's what God is constantly teaching me. Cause I said, I can get so caught up in the celebration and the just life. And I don't know. I think that's what he's teaching me.
It's really good.
I think it's so beautiful that during Christmas time, a time that is so, you know, cheery and lighthearted, there can be moments where we spend time with God and he can really speak to us about the purpose. And, you know, individually, obviously he's talked to each of us about different things, but just to see how collectively as a body of Christ, this season can be so much deeper if we let it, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's what God is moving his church to. And I think everything that's happened this year has been a setup for this, because it is like, are we making room in our hearts for Christ? Are we anticipating his coming? Are we anticipating God to move, not just move at the end of it all, but move right now in us? And I don't know, I think this year has been the year that I'm like, okay, God, I know it's already written, everything's going to happen, but I am looking so forward to you moving in my lifetime that we've never seen before, you know? And it comes from that place of making room. Like you said, Jada, I think that was so beautiful what you said, making room in our hearts for Christ, because only from making room do we get to that place of just, I'm looking for you to come because, okay, I made room for you. So come, you know?
Just talking about the anticipation of his return, I was setting up the little nativity set with mice that my mom sent my son. And I was putting the shepherd out and, you know, it comes with little sheep. And then I was reading we have this little nativity storybook that's for kids. And I was reading it to my son the other day. And I was just thinking about how the shepherds, an angel came to them and told them that Jesus was born. And they were so excited. The way that the storybook, you know, wrote it out was that the shepherds were so excited to go meet Jesus. And then, you know, later on, in the book, it talks about the three wise king and how they saw the star, and they were so excited. That's, you know, the way the storybook made it. They were so excited to go and bring gifts to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the anticipation that they had for the birth of Jesus. And then Jada talking about, and Davia talking about making room for him. Everything that has happened so far in this year, for me at least, has caused me to, I guess, leave this year with an anticipation for the return of Jesus, because more now than ever do we need him, you know? And just like back then, they needed a savior, you know? And we need a savior today in this world. And so just thinking this Christmas season, just bringing, I guess, the reoccurring theme that we keep talking about is having an anticipation for the return of Jesus.
Overall, it's so fun to talk about Christmas time and the holiday traditions that we all do to honor and acknowledge Jesus. And it's through the little things, maybe we didn't realize it when we were little, that we are able to prepare the way to anticipate his coming and to make room for him. Make room for a God who would humble himself, that we would know him. And I'm just so grateful for that. And so thank you for joining us on the cover and the title page. My name is Janelle Cornejo, and I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday.